Our New Testament reading for today is from the book of Romans, the second chapter, verses 17 through 29. But if you call yourself a Jew, and rely on the law, and boast in God, and know His will, and approve what is excellent, because you are instructed from the law, and if you are sure that you yourself are a guide to the blind, a light to those who are in darkness, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of children, having in the law the embodiment of knowledge and truth, you then, who teach others, do you not teach yourself? While you preach against stealing, do you steal? You who say that one must not commit adultery, do you commit adultery? You who abhor idols, do you rob temples? You who boast in the law dishonor God by breaking the law. For as it is written, the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you. For circumcision indeed is of value if you obey the law, but if you break the law, your circumcision becomes uncircumcision. So if a man who is uncircumcised keeps the precepts of the law, will not his uncircumcision be regarded as circumcision? Then he who is physically uncircumcised but keeps the law will condemn you who have the written code and circumcision but break the law. For no one is a Jew who is merely one outwardly, nor is circumcision outward and physical. But a Jew is one inwardly, and circumcision is a matter of the heart, by the Spirit, not by the letter. His praise is not from man, but from God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Stefan Krentz from Trinity Lutheran Church, Hoffman, Illinois.
We will often say or think that this person is a good person or that person is a bad person based upon his or her behavior. This judgment, which we all make, is based on a standard that to us seems patently obvious. Well, God has graciously placed a standard of right and wrong in the human heart. In chapters 1 and portions of chapter 2 in Romans, Paul, under the inspiration of the Spirit, essentially says that even if you have not been taught the standards, the law, directly from God, you have broken the standards which He has revealed to you in this world. However, even the religious who have been given the standards, the laws, the will of God, well, they and we will perish too. The law brings low the irreligious Gentiles in our text today, Romans 2, and the religious Jews of that time, and the religious people of today, including those listening to this program. In today's reading, Paul turns his attention to those who have had those standards clarified, those who have been given the Ten Commandments, those who have God's law and rely on His will, and see themselves as a guide to those who do not have the law. These are the church-going folk. What the religious Jews did not realize in Jesus' day is the radical nature of God's law. In fact, the standard of this law is much higher than we think. In Matthew 5, Jesus speaks of hating your brother as being the equivalent of murder and of looking lustfully at a woman as, in God's eyes, the same as adultery. Jesus himself says in Matthew 5, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. To put it another way, God uses the law to shine directly into hearts. When He does this, He uncovers things we do not want the world or our God to see. It is in Romans 2, 17 to 29 that Paul takes direct aim at those who, in pride, feel they can rely on the law to stay connected to God and not on the saving work of Jesus revealed to us by the Holy Spirit. You see, Christianity is not first and foremost about limiting sin, but rather being honest before God and others that sin has penetrated every nook and cranny of our lives. While revealing this, the Holy Spirit through the Word shines down another light in our life, the light of Christ, who also enters every nook and cranny to remove and clean up every last sin of our lives, big and small and everything in between when it comes to sin. Paul in this text is cultivating the soil, afflicting the comfortable, if you will, so that through the message of God's free grace in Christ, found in the next chapter, he might comfort those who are afflicted, because of their failure, our failure, to keep the standards God has laid out for us. Amen.
We thank Pastor Stefan Krentz from Trinity Lutheran Church in Hoffman, Illinois, for today's meditation on God's Word.